Welcome to Real World Radio's news report. Dutch said no. Dutch voters have overwhelmingly rejected the proposed European Union constitution, with 74% of them saying no to the treaty. Analysts say the Dutch vote was a result of a combination of factors, both political and economical. The vote deals what could be a crucial setback to the constitution, which was also rejected by French voters in a referendum at the weekend. The European summit, which will take place in 2 weeks, is likely to decide in extending the November 2006 deadline for ratification. Britain is expected to cancel its planned referendum. Ireland, the Czech Republic and Poland could follow, experts say. Real World Radio reporter Ashley Pellet interviewed Eric Wesselius, who works for the Corporate Europe Observatory, who comments about the Dutch no and what it implies for the European Union.
I'm Erik Wesselius, and I've been campaigning against the EU constitution with a special organization that was created for that purpose, Grondwet Nee, here in the Netherlands.
Can you tell us the neoliberal aspects of the constitution that is what most of the Europeans, or not most, but some of the Europeans are against?
Constitution, the existence, very much the word constitution is a new agenda, was the Single European Act, which was agreed in 1987. Then you have the Maastricht Treaty, which was a revision of the Single European Act in 1992. And we had two other treaty revisions, and now the treaty has been revised again in order to adapt the structures of the European Union to the expansion to the countries of Central and Eastern Europe. So the neoliberal character, in fact, it was already in the treaties, and the point was, for example, in the Netherlands, that the Dutch people never had the opportunity to speak out on the way European unification has taken shape in the past decades. For example, the introduction of the euro and the rules that were attached to the euro, like the stability pact, which limits possibilities for governments to make, for example, employment policies through government spending, because this stability pact limits the maximum budget deficit that the government may run. Our population was never really asked if this is a good idea or not, and so I think that indeed this was one. It was one of the several reasons for the rejection of the treaty, both in the Netherlands and in France. In France, it was more pronounced, this rejection of the neoliberal character of the European Union project. In the Netherlands, there were several other factors which also played a role, but I think that also in the Netherlands, where you see that our government, which is following very, very strong neoliberal policies of dismantling the social welfare state, has a kind of an all-time low in kind of approval by the population. Only like I think it's below 20% of the population that currently supports the policies of the government. So that shows that this kind of policies really are not supported by a majority of our populations.
After the response that you gave to the Constitution, England and the Great Britain decided not to hold a referendum, and their other countries, yes, also changing their approaches. So can you give us the background? What's happening in Europe in general? What are the changes the European Union and the Commission will make after this no, a big no to the Constitution?
Yes. So there have been three referenda, one in Spain, that was the first referendum that took place in February. And in Spain, a majority of the voters that went to the ballot boxes voted in favor, but there was a very low turnout in Spain. It was only 30-something percent of the voters, whereas in the Netherlands we had 63% of the voters, and in France it was somewhere between 55 and 60%. I don't remember the exact figure of the turnout. So there were three referenda. One accepted the treaty, Netherlands rejected. In Latvia, the treaty, by the Austrian parliament approved ratification of the treaty. But that means that 12 countries out of 25, so that still 13 countries need to go through the procedure. The Netherlands, by the way, will not ratify, and also France will not ratify after the referendum. So with that fact, the treaty is already dead. And it is a bit, it would be a bit strange that the whole projected series of referenda and further ratification by other member states would continue, because already now it is clear that these countries can ratify the treaty. But what are they ratifying? Because it's now already sure that the treaty has to be renegotiated, because France and the Netherlands have rejected it. So, and that is the reason why now I think the UK government and the UK government may be quite eager to cancel the whole referendum, because Blair was pretty sure to lose the referendum and to have a no in the UK as well. So he can now say that because of the outcomes in France and the Netherlands, for the reasons that I just explained, it's of no use to submit this treaty to our population if they approve or not. He has been disapproved by two countries, and it has to be renegotiated, or a complete new treaty has to be negotiated. And as far as I know, also the Polish and the Czech government have supported the UK position. However, I must ask, I must add that as far as I'm aware, none of the governments has taken a definite position, and they will only take definite positions during the EU summit, which will take place in 2 weeks' time in Brussels, and the real decision on how they will proceed, if the ratification procedures will continue as envisaged, or if the whole thing will be shelved and some new plan, the famous Plan B, will be drawn up. That will all be decided during that EU summit in 2 weeks' time, which will be very important for that reason.
Real World Radio.